It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Topic for today is
eternity. Memory verse taken from 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. To some, eternity seems like a far-off idea that should not be given much thought. However, it is a reality you must not lose sight of. The truth is, everyone will have to ask themselves, where will I spend eternity? God has provided answers to this question in the Bible and has made them plain and accessible because he does not want eternity and the events surrounding it to take anyone unawares. It is therefore surprising that some Christians live in this world without eternity on their mind. Such Christians can easily be spotted from their lifestyle and attitudes toward the things of God. They live as if they will be on earth forever, whereas Hebrews 13 verse 14 says, "For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come." This was not the lifestyle of the heroes of faith. From the things they set their affections on and their confessions, people could tell that they were eternity-minded. Hebrews 11, verse 13 to 14 tells us that they saw themselves as strangers and pilgrims on earth. Hebrews 11, verse 16 says, "But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared them for a city." What a glorious testimony this is. I desire for this myself, and I pray that you also have such a testimony in Jesus' name. Don't let the cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches blur your vision of the real place Christ has prepared for you. Eternity is real, and where a person spends eternity is determined by the way he or she lives in this present world. The place Christ has prepared for you is a place where you will no longer die. It is a place of joy and pleasant experiences. On the other hand, there is another place where whoever rejects God's grace in Christ will spend eternity. This place was prepared to punish the devil and his demons, but those who live their lives to please the world, their flesh, or the devil will also take part in it. It is a place of everlasting fire and pain. May you not be found there in Jesus' name. To escape this horrible and eternal torment, give your life to Christ today. And if you have done so, live holy and remain eternity-minded. Prayer point. Father, please don't let me miss eternity with you.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.